A petition demanding that Surrey Mayor Doug McKellum pay his own legal fees for a public mischief charge he is currently battling out in court is picking up steam. And the charge stems from this incident that happened outside a grocery store last fall where he claims a woman ran over his foot after some kind of altercation. Surrey Connect Councillor Jack Hundyle, I've got on the line here. Jack, what are your thoughts when it comes to the public paying for his legal fees?
There is indemnification provided for elected officials in the city of Surrey and in most municipalities. But it encompasses normally if it's a part of your duties of work or with what you're tasked to do. Now, in this particular case, we had no meeting scheduled down there. There's nothing on the calendars. So from what I know of it, it was on personal business to begin with. And second of all, if you're going out and confronting protesters, it's an environment which really they're protesting against you and your decisions. Really, you're taking some responsibility on yourself, and you should know what you're covered for and what you're not covered for. In this particular case, the charge is basically lying to the police. So obviously, there's enough evidence there to go forward with a charge. And as the most senior elected official in the city of Surrey, the mayor, plus also being the chair of the police board, you're really at a different position and expectation from the public. And unfortunately, in this case, the city has been tasked with paying for Mr. McCallum's legal fees.
What are the rules when it comes to seeking legal advice? Like if you are, say, getting sued as a city worker, like what are the rules when it comes to seeking just that, a lawyer, someone to represent you? Is it just sky is the limit on who you can choose?
Well, there is covered from the bylaw. You're allowed to have, proper legal representation. So the city looks at it in this way, sort of the sword and the shield. If you're getting attacked, they'll give you the shield, but you can't go out with a sword and attack, right? Sort of that mentality.
Right.
And in this particular case, and this is the first time that the city has defended elected Surrey officials. And in the past that Mr. Tom Gill had a case against him as well, and the city covered those legal fees. I don't know what the cost of those were. That's just one example. So it's not uncommon, but really it's really uncommon when you have it tied to a criminal case. And as to what the limit is, I couldn't even tell you.
How much does it irk you, though? There are rumors that, I guess, McKellum's gone for the same lawyer that's represented the Huawei case, that woman we saw in the news, which I would think is probably, astronomical. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, once again, this is why people have a hard time with politicians, really, when they see this sort of pork-bellying, it's not my money, it's someone else's money attitude. And it's frustrating, and especially look at a time like now, where we're still, in this health crisis across the world. There's been a change in inflation rate. People's job status has changed. Certainly, housing seems to be going continually out of control, and no one's paying those people legal fees or other fees of any kind. And this is it goes back quite a few years ago when we had an MP that was having a very expensive orange juice in a hotel.
A mimosa?
Yeah, or whatever it was, yeah. Same thing here is really how much can taxpayers bear? And I can tell you in the city of Surrey, Surrey is a hard working community. It is it's a caring community. But when people see stuff like this, especially from their elected officials at the local level, it infuriates people.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like you said, it just does seem so tone deaf in a pandemic. People are, just struggling to pay their bills. It just seems so tone deaf, to go with someone like the Hollywood megastar lawyer, if it's true. Yeah, it's frustrating. So where do we go from here for your party? Like, what is the next plan of action to, make sure that we don't cover legal bills, or is there?
Well, I think one of the things this council struggled with has been transparency for a long, long time. And one of the first steps I would like to see, if elected in a new council, is to really open up the books a bit in the city and say, look, this is what we spent money on, this is where we're spending money currently, this is where we're looking forward to it. So I think having the transparency piece would be a good one. And that's very easy to do. The majority on council, if elected and chose so, they could put forth a motion to say, look, disclose this, this, and this. So there's some of that there as well. The other thing would be really to allow people to engage with their city. So we're not banning people. We're not preventing people from calling in a council meeting, answering people's questions. Because ultimately, these are your tax dollars.